Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. And check out the new podcast from the producers of Wait, Wait, How to Do Everything. This week, How to Get Out of Dancing with Someone You Don't Like. That's at howtodoeverything.org. Hi, you're at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Justin Huddick from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, how are things in great PDX?
PDX is great. A couple days of sunshine, now it's raining again.
There you go. Just to let you know what you're missing. What do you do there?
I work at a local college, George Fox University.
You work? That's unusual.
For Portland, it is.
Yes, I know. Justin, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks. The last word or phrase will be missing each time. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
I'm a judge who can pack a mean punch. Of paroles I've denied a whole bunch. Oh, go cry in your hanky. I'm hungry and cranky, 'cause court times go right through my
lunch.
Yes, indeed. If you end up a prisoner and you're up for parole, you better hope your judge had a big breakfast. According to a Columbia University study, judges do not grant parole when they are hungry. Of the 1,000 hearings studied, 65% of the prisoners were granted parole in the morning, but that number dropped to nearly zero as lunchtime approached. After lunch, it went back up to 65% again. So if your hearing is scheduled long after breakfast, you better hire a lawyer from the firm of Pringles, Pringles, and Funyuns.
LLC.
Exactly.
Right.
Here's your next limerick.
My app has food mavens on salary. They take note of my lunch photo gallery. Whether deep fried or stewed, I take pics of my food, then hit send, and they count every
calorie.
Yes! Thanks to MealSnap, you can now take a picture of your lunch and get quantifiable numeric proof that the meal you're about to eat is going to kill you. This amazing app is here to prevent you and those around you from making terrible food decisions and to make you the most annoying and neurotic person at the dinner table. You know, actually, one of the producers at Wait, Wait got this on his iPhone and he pointed it at me and he took my picture and he submitted it. And it took it about 10 minutes of, like, thinking, and then it finally said, not food. Here is your last limerick.
Telling zebras apart is a hard road, and I'm making mistakes by the carload. So I got this device that keeps track of their stripes and just scans them like they are a...
Download.
No, not quite, not quite.
Shoot.
We'll try again. Let's hear this limerick again.
Yeah, one more time.
Telling zebras apart is a hard road, and I'm making mistakes by the carload. So I got this device that keeps track of their stripes and just scans them like they are a...
Like you're in the store and you
barcode.
Scan... Barcode, yes! Woo! Animal biologists are finally taking commercial advantage of zebra stripes with a new program called Stripe Code. It's sort of a giant barcode scanner for wild zebras. Once an individual zebra's stripe code is in the system, you just run it by the scanner and boom, you're like, yep, that's Eric. Eric the zebra. It's particularly useful when trying to track migration patterns among zebras or when the line is shorter at the self-checkout.
The hard thing is getting the zebra up on the conveyor belt.
It's tough. Yeah. And the self-checkout's like, unexpected mammal in the bagging area. Your item is thrashing. Carl, how did Justin do in our quiz?
Well, Justin wins our prize, Peter, because he had three correct answers.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.